This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Joining us now on the Schneider Orange Hotline, talk a little betting, a little odds and ends, so to speak. Chris Raybon of the Action Network. Chris, how you been?
How's it going, Bill? I've been pretty good. Enjoying the season so far. Got a bunch of big games this week too.
We are doing well. Let's start off with a couple of games. The Texans desperately need a win. They are getting six going to Pittsburgh. Have we seen lines change because you're not going to get fans in the stands?
I don't think we've seen, you know, too much shift. I think maybe books are, you know, moving it down by the home field advantage down by a half a point or so. But in the case of the Texans and the Steelers, as we know, it's pretty tough to come back from an 0-3 hole to start the season. And I think books have kind of moved this line down because a lot of people, want to tease Houston and you don't want to get it at 10.5. The books don't want to, you know, they want to take it at 10. But we are seeing 58% of the bets, 82% of the money on Pittsburgh. So I think this is more of a case of the books kind of taking a stand and moving the line because of teaser reasons.
So in that particular case, the Steelers at home giving away points. So where is it right now? Because I saw it open at 6, right?
Yeah, so it opened at 6, and then it's hard to say it was bet down to 4, but it moved to 4. Again, you know, most of the money is on the Steelers, so that's a reverse line move. So it could indicate a couple of things. It could indicate, you know, there's like a sharp bet coming in on Houston, or that the books are really on Houston and they're just trying to take as much on Pittsburgh as possible. But a lot of bettors, you know, they'll do these 2 or 3-team teasers where you get 6 extra points. So if the books have it at, you know, 6 or 5.5 or something, you know, like that, you would get Houston if you tease them at a number greater than 10. And 10 is a key number. A lot of NFL games are going to end, you know, 10 or below. So I think there's kind of a lot of things at play in this situation other than just, you know, people betting on the game here. I think it's just a matter of the books kind of, taking a stand due to some other reasons.
Titans are on the road taking on the Vikings. This kind of was a pick 'em early on. Now it's the Vikings giving away 3 and some books, 2.5, what have you. But that being said, the Vikings at home looking to be at least a little bit of a home field favorite, I guess, is the best way to put it. But starting off 0-2, they didn't look good in that game against Indianapolis. Talk about this game.
Yeah, and this is one that actually applies just like the Texans and the Steelers, where 0-2 versus 2-0, historically, it's been extremely profitable to bet on the 0-2 team. You know, the market tends to be a little bit shy about backing a team that starts the year with 2 straight losses. And so, in this spot, we're seeing Tennessee, you know, as you mentioned, it was opened at a pick 'em. Tennessee getting 77% of the bets, 99% of the money. Nobody's betting on Minnesota, but I would anticipate that leading up to kickoff, that's when we will see some big bets come in on Minnesota. Right now, you know, the public keeps moving the line toward the Titans, so there's no reason for the big bets on Minnesota to come in just yet.
Then you've got another one that we have interest in, and the Bears on the road taking on the Falcons. It's odd. The Bears are on the road. They're 2-0. The Falcons have not won a game and lost in ugly fashion. And correct me if I'm wrong, the Falcons are favored in this game.
Yeah, absolutely. Again,
wow. You're
still getting the 2.5 to 3 for home field advantage, I believe, for most books. I don't think they've moved it down too much. So it's essentially saying that the Falcons are maybe, you know, a tad bit better on a neutral field. I'm kind of with you, though. I don't really think that's the case. Dan Quinn and this team just really struggle, you know, to kind of put teams away. We saw that last week. 73% of the public, though, backing the Falcons. I think that may have something to do with the fact that they covered last week against Dallas, even though they lost. But even though 73% of the bets on Atlanta, just 51% of the money. So it's about split there. So you are seeing some of the sharper bets coming on Chicago in this case.
Then we continue on with some of the other games of interest, some of the bigger ones that are out there. I find it interesting because the Raiders are playing good football. They go to the New England Patriots. Patriots still at home, still get that favorite advantage. 6.5, I believe, is what it is. It's been bet down to, I think, about 5.5. Talk about that contest.
Yeah, so when you're betting a lot of these games and you're kind of looking at how the lines move from week to week, a lot of times what you'll see is overreactions to the prior week. And I think this is one of those cases where, yes, the Raiders, you know, took advantage of a Saints team that, you know, wasn't quite healthy, wasn't quite on its game. But, you know, now they have to travel across the country for an early start in Foxborough. And this is just a great spot where Bill Belichick has always kind of risen up to the task. You know, 73% against the spread in his career, coming off a loss in the prior week. And not only that, but John Gruden, you know, he's been coaching for a long time, but he struggled to get his teams up following a big win. They're just 37% against the spread are the Raiders on the week after a win. So this is just one of those spots where you kind of expect the Patriots to come out strong and a little bit of a letdown spot for the Raiders traveling across country.
Getting some of the odds and some of the betting odds via Chris Raybon of the Action Network. Another good one. You've got the Cowboys on the road taking on the Seahawks. Cowboys get a big cardiac win last week, as we all know, on that onside kick. The Seahawks, Russell Wilson's playing out of his mind, but they're still susceptible. The Cowboys getting – it started out getting 3.5. Now I think it's been bet up. It's actually the Cowboys, correct me if I'm wrong, getting 5?
Yep, and this is another situation where, you know, the Seahawks, even though they almost lost to New England on that last play, Russell Wilson's playing out of his mind. The Cowboys got down big before having to come back last week. So a little bit of an overreaction. I don't think anything really changed to warrant the move from 3.5 to 5. And we're kind of seeing that reflected in the money versus the bet. You have 56% of the public betting on Seattle, yet 88% of the money on the Cowboys. Going back to 2017, the Seahawks have only beat opponents by 6 or more in 30% of their games as home favorites.
Amazing. Then the Monday night game, you've got the Kansas City Chiefs, and you've also got the Baltimore Ravens, a big game there. Break that down real quick.
Yeah, this is one where it looks like the sharper money is on the Ravens. I think, you know, the public is kind of excited to take the Chiefs at more than a field goal. It's 3.5 in favor of the Ravens right now. 66% of the bets have come in on KC plus 3.5, but 88% of the money on the Baltimore Ravens. I make this game a field goal. I think it's really tough to kind of go with either side. It's more of a toss-up for me, so it's kind of interesting to see those huge discrepancies.
Then there's the Packers on the road taking on the Saints. Packers started out getting 6.5. Now it's down to 3, but is there really that big of a home field advantage? I mean, in essence, you're basically at a pick 'em at this point, because 3 points is usually a pick 'em when you're talking about a team coming into a home field advantage type of situation. But, you know, look, I thought that was a pretty big spread to give the Green Bay Packers, who have looked pretty sharp offensively.
Yeah, and, you know, we have seen it bet down, you know, the Saints without Michael Thomas and Drew Brees struggling, and you always kind of worry about that when a quarterback is as old as Brees is, even though he's been good for so long. So I think there is kind of some concern there, and it's been bet down. But when you look at the money, the big money has come in on the New Orleans Saints. 69% of the public buying on the Packers, but 91% of the money is on the New Orleans Saints. So we're seeing just some huge kind of public versus sharp discrepancies in these games this week. Weeks 2, 3, and 3 especially are going to be weeks where there's going to be a lot of overreactions to the prior week. So you kind of want to take the teams that had a rough week two and you're expecting a little bit of a bounce back and fade some of the teams that have come out hot.
Great stuff as always, Chris. We certainly appreciate it. We'll talk again next week, and hopefully everything kind of falls into place betting-wise for those that are listening out there. Appreciate it, okay?
Awesome, Bill. Take care.
There you go. That's Chris Raybon, senior editor for the Action Network. You can find him on Twitter at Chris Raybon, R-A-Y-B-O-N, at Chris Raybon. He joins us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. And Schneider, look, they're looking for good team people. They're looking for people that want to be able to pick their routes or pick their loads or whatever it happens to be. Do you want to be home? Do you want to go over the road? Whatever's going on, they've got something for you, and they can train you as well. Call them, 844-PRIDE, or go to schneiderjobs.com. That's 844-PRIDE. Or go to SchneiderJobs.com.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.